The U.S. Policy, as I said, was based on the U.S. actually taking over all of these countries, again, using Israel as the battering ram, what the Army called America's landed aircraft carrier there. Well, all this began to take place in the 1960s with Henry Jackson. Initially, Israel didn't really play a role in the U.S. plan. Jackson simply hated communism. He hated the Russians, and he had got a lot of support within the Democratic Party. He was a senator from Washington State, and right. that was the center of the military-industrial complex. He was called, nicknamed the senator from Boeing. Jackson was fighting all the arms controls. So we've got to have war. And he proceeded to stuff the State Department and other U.S. agencies with neocons who planned from the beginning for a permanent worldwide war. And this takeover of government policy was led by Jackson's former Senate aides. These Senate aides were Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Perle, Douglas Feith, and others who were catapulted into the commanding heights of the State Department and, more recently, the National Security Council. The Jackson-Vanik Amendment to the U.S. Trade Act of 1974 became the model for subsequent sanctions against the Soviet Union, claiming that the claim was it limited Jewish immigration and other human rights. So right then, the State Department realized here is a group of people who we can use as the theoreticians and the executors of the U.S. policy that we want. They both want to take over all of the Arab countries. I don't think there were any non-Jewish Americans that had that visceral hatred of Islam that the Zionists had, or also the visceral hatred of Russia, specifically for its anti-Semitism of past centuries, most of which was in Ukraine, and by the way.